Okay, all yours.
It's Michael Moss, Mineral Lease Board of the Box Elder County Special Service District. We have Commissioner Lee Perry with us. We have, hi, your name is?
Dale Barnett.
Dale Barnett.
Dale Barnett.
Don't worry about it.
Sherry?
Tunsler?
Yes. Mr. Tunsler.
Yeah.
I'm going to have you state your name so I don't mess them up.
Kevin Lloyd, Box Elder County Fire Marshal.
Yes.
Brian Darn, Building Fire Department.
Cody Owen, Box Elder County Building and Maintenance.
Thank you very much. And we have a quorum. So we will get started here. And don't have any former agenda items. The next one is the minutes from the previous meeting. Has everyone had a chance to look through those?
I read through them. I did not notice any changes.
Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to pass the minutes.
You're going to have to, Dale.
I'll second.
So we have the motion. We have a second on the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. So next on the list is Kevin or Cody, and that's the generator for Grouse Creek Station.
It's actually the generator for, these are generators for the sheriffs and the fire station, sheriff's cabins and fire stations.
Okay.
So it's Park Valley,
fire station.
Yost is in there.
Oh.
We didn't have Yost on the list.
Yep, Grouse Creek. Okay, so I'll give you a rundown. So we went to Raft River, who provide the power out there, and I said, we have these buildings that are provided, that are Box Elder County's, their cabins, their first responders, their roadshed buildings, and he got a bid for all of them together. And Raft River provides these generators for basically at cost for those who are service that we buy power from. They said, we basically will give this to everybody. It's at cost. We provide the labor for free because we are either here doing work or, so it's like, it's one of the best bids. I wish I could do this with all my buildings. So it said, basically, this is just going to be the cost of the materials, the cost of the pipe, and the cost of the conduit, the electrical, the generators. So we'll have, this will be four buildings, Park Valley, Yost, this is Grouse Creek Shop, and Grouse Creek Cabin. And that total for all of those buildings comes to $39,842.91 for all four.
If I'm not mistaken, wasn't like for one building was like 50 going
that's
through
correct.
The...
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah, that was just going through...
That was going through another
place local in Tremont.
So these guys are the bid we got from are based out of Tremont. So he has to do travel time.
Yep.
He has to do.
Well,
he's got the labor.
Electricity,
yeah. Yeah. And so it's very, very expensive.
Yeah,
so
I was just wondering if that was
originally we were looking at Park Valley's roadshed and ambulance and the sheriff's cabin.
Yeah.
And then the same out in Grouse Creek. But we weren't going to get the sheriff's cabin in Grouse Creek because it's just the distance apart. We weren't even going to do the fire station in Park Valley. But this is including it.
Yeah, if you look back at the minutes.
Yeah, I know.
$60,000.
Yeah. I was are you serious?
I called the guy, too. And I'm like, dude, are you, this is right? He says, yeah, this is, we've got the numbers, we've got everything here. So the only thing that we may encompass a more of a cost, which we can take care of on our side, is we may need to add propane on one of the sites. But that's going to be like, to buy a propane tank's like $3,500. So, and then we'll have to do the line set, but my department, we can do that. We got a licensed plumber and we can take care of that. So, and then the only reason we'd be adding it is because once the generators kick on, it uses more propane, and so we don't want that propane to run out, and it's kind of just in case. It's fine there the way it is. It'll work for a while, but we'll, if the power goes out, we'll have to call a provider to give us more propane. But if we add another tank, it can run for a while, and we won't need to worry about it. So okay. If we need to do that, but but that's the price, the $39,000 for all those buildings, and I think that's a great deal. And how much we could have done that here.
How much is a propane tank?
That's $3,500.
And how many of them do you need on top of to do this? Just one?
Just one.
Okay.
We can't hold the public hearing till 5.
Right. The public hearing is scheduled until 5.
We just are doing business.
And no one told me that you were starting.
We're going to find you a chair.
I can use that one.
There's a chair in here.
Laura's chair. Use that chair.
Yeah.
Hello, young lady.
I also have a grant for $15,000 that I have to use for a generator for one of the buildings. So we got a grant through the state for that.
For what?
Okay.
So we could do one build and one of the grants. One of these can be done through a grant for the fire marshal's office.
So yeah, that's for all of that total is less than $40,000. So.
Or if we wanted to do more propane tanks, we can.
Yeah,
put
it on
can,
that too.
We can,
yeah.
Kevin, I don't know who. I just got a question. I'm just wondering. We were wanting to fund these. Man, is the way they come in. I'm wondering if we could fund a do not exceed, so you had a little extra to hook up propane and stuff if you did need it.
And that's fine. If you want to say, you know, $60,000. Not to exceed $60,000, we would be giving, because I feel we only need to add one area.
But we're also talking, you got a $15,000 grant, so yeah. I'm looking at your total and going.
Yeah, so if he did $60,000,
you're way above
it. I'll be way above it, and I'll be safe if something happens, and then that way we can give that money back, and then you can budget your $60,000. Because like you said, we had one building that was $50,000.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I mean, I can't believe there's that much. There can't be that much travel time difference.
Yeah, we'll know where to get your generator out there.
I'm the one that suggested. I like the guys in Tremont. I really do, but I know that the power companies.
That's a great thing.
Well, they've always
this is out of three buildings.
Yeah, they've always been competitive with the buildings around here because they put in for other generators. In fact, they installed the generator at the road shed. They were a little bit on that.
Uh-huh.
So, no, they do great bids, very competitive. This just blows them out of the water. So,
But why do we need $60,000? I thought you were just going to put one.
Well, he asked
for a buffer.
I'm not asking for $60,000. He's just saying if I need to add another tank.
That would take us from $39,000 to $49,000, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's
all. So we say $49,000.
So maybe we went just to $50,000.
Okay,
that's fine. That's fine.
Not to exceed. I mean, well, I think we have the money, correct?
Yeah. Because I still have a $15,000 grant also.
So if you
that I have to use for
that, I would. That's great.
I mean, it don't mean they if they don't spend it, we just maintain keeping it. But if something comes up, a disconnect or panels needed, you just never know what's going to come up—a transfer switch.
Yeah, even the location of the tank that we have to provide may. Yeah, I think that's more than enough.
Okay.
I'll make the motion that we do not exceed $50,000 for the generators and propane tanks for the west part of Box Elder County, as this proposal is.
And I second the motion.
I have a motion. I have a second. All in favor?
Any more discussion?
Yeah, any more discussion?
I think we're good.
I think we did it.
Appreciate it.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. Okay, so that covers 3 and 4, correct?
Yep.
Okay, what about the Fielding Fire Department?
So, kind of in a pickle on extrication equipment again on the north end of the county now. I have a set of hydraulic tools over there now, but pump is obsolete for the system. So I can't get a new pump, can't find a refurbished pump. They're still looking to see if they can get me a pump, but so far they haven't. So I did find out that Sea Western takes the Rescue Academy, the State Fire Rescue Academy. They exchange their extrication tools that they teach with, refurbish them, and then they sell them at a cheaper rate. So these are used tools, but they're going to take them in, clean them up, completely refurbish them, and you won't even know. And once we maintain them, keep them maintained, they're like brand new. So it's the same exact set that we got Snowville, and we're looking to put it in Fielding. Fielding covers a lot of I-15. They go up 84 a little, and Highway 30. Nice stretch through Beaver Dam, but we always get some.
Is any electric?
These are all. Okay.
Nope.
Okay, you'll have to share.
I seen one of them. I think it was attached to the minutes, right? Or the email you sent out. I seen a bid.
I did. I sent it all out in your packet. Yeah, I've seen it. So you all got a digital copy.
Yeah.
And
what was the total bid?
Then I printed some off today. I guess I didn't print off enough. Oh, here we go.
Oh.
I gave you mine, but I read it.
Kevin, is that give you everything that draws life, the cutters, the spreaders, everything that you...
Give me a cutter, spreader, and a rack. Okay.
And Beoning's good with... Yeah. So my only question when I seen this, we would have to grant that to Kevin, right? Because we can't grant it to a city or any municipality. Is that...
Yep.
Am I remembering that right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Correct.
So we did. So it's really for Box Elder County Fire and Rescue. Okay.
Yeah, we're just going to put it on
the north end of your county. Yeah, I'm just making sure that so that when we title it, that we're titled that way to Box Elder County.
Yeah. Good thought. Thank you.
Yeah, and I'll keep maintaining them every year.
I'll make a motion to approve that. I mean, I think it's a.
Is this the price you're talking about for the refurbished, right?
Yeah.
This is what Manaway got was a refurbished from last year. Is that what you're thinking? Or not?
Snowville, they got brand new.
Okay, what this one says Manaway on the top. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't know why he put Manaway up there.
Okay. But this is the bid he gave you for Fielding.
This is for Fielding.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to sold to and ship to Fielding.
That's what I would guess. Yeah, we're going to build. Well, no, it'll be built to Box Elder
County.
County fire.
You're right.
Yeah. So we probably need to get that fixed on this bill.
Yeah, it's going to change.
It needs to be built to Box Elder County Fire, and it needs to be shipped to Fielding Fire. And the only thing I'm guessing based on this, it's going to be after January 25th or 26th, because it'll be this year's cycle, I'm assuming, that they're going to.
Yeah.
So they'll use it at the Fire Academy in January down in St. George.
The way he was talking yesterday, it sounds like they're going to replace them before then. Oh. And they'll have a new set down at the Winter Fire School.
So they'll have a set that he can get to Fielding even before then.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I can change
this part then.
I can get that changed and get it clean. Sent over to Chrissy tomorrow.
But you think that'll cover you, Kevin? You're not looking at the charge.
It'll cover me on that end now.
No, as far as this equipment, no chargers needed.
Oh, no, there's no charge. If anything that's in there, well, he's even got shipping in there.
So do you have battery chargers on there?
Should.
I would make the proposal to fund that, but with a limit not to exceed $40,000. And that way, if they come up with something, because I know sometimes things you go over, but if there's a little
six batteries
charger, if they need an extra battery, this would be a great time to buy one.
This has got six batteries on it, three chargers, three cords for the chargers.
So we could do, you're saying 39, this 38,774, so if you do 38 even, that gives them a little cushion. They only
or even 40, then it's easier for us to kind of keep track of. I just know how it goes. When you go to get it, then there may be a special on a battery pack or on a something in your life that I can't afford.
About the only thing I don't see that I've never needed to use it is an extension on the ram itself. This ram will go out about close to 60 inches in length, and then you can get a 2-foot addition on that. But
when you're talking the ram, you're talking to like make more space in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now I'm good with whatever you say, but I'll make a motion.
Make your motion.
I'll make a motion not to exceed $40,000 for the extrication equipment for Northern Box Elder County.
Is there any other proposals that might pinch us if we do that, though?
No, this is a sole source.
No, but I mean other things that might be coming down the road. That if we did give you the extra $2,000, might pinch you for something else.
No.
Okay.
No, should be good.
Anybody? Well, then I second the motion.
Okay. A motion and a second. No further discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, that's covered.
Thank you.
Okay.
Item number 6 was canceled.
I have a question. How soon will this be purchased and be paid out on, do you know?
Before the end of the year.
Okay.
Is that what we need it done by? Or?
It doesn't matter. Okay. I just want to make sure I have the adequate budget showing in those lines for this big of expenditure, so I'll make sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure on the generators, though.
We can invoice them this year. It's really, they said they do that when they're in the area, so I doubt it'll be this year.
Okay.
So.
Thanks.
But we can invoice it this year, of course. And
well, I don't want to pay ahead of when we get it.
Yeah, and that's it's, yeah, it's fine. So, yeah, I would say it's going to be next year.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, item 6 is canceled. So, Ms. Charlene.
How close are we to 5 o'clock?
We've got 10 minutes before I can start.
I can talk about the bylaws because I'd like to get that figured out with you if you want to do that.
Yes.
All right.
So, okay.
Jump to 9.
Yeah, so I need to clarify a couple things. I know we've talked about it. There's going to be some board members we're going to have to release. We don't want to lose everything at once. I think Mike's already suggested that he's... Was it Mike that suggested he didn't want to serve? Who was it that said, hey?
Brian Hardy.
Oh, Brian was the one. Okay. So, I'm comfortable with that and figuring this out in process. But we talked about it, and one thing I was clarifying with the county attorney's office is currently it says 4-year terms. But we had talked about 6-year terms because, I don't know, you guys have served here for a little bit. Tell me, is 4 years or 6 years, which is better? Because we're going to have to go two maximum. That's one we're going to have to do. So I'm happy to go 2 6-year terms or 2 4-year terms, but that's got to be where we have to cap it at.
I think either one, but I think a 6 year is fine. I don't know. You've been on a lot longer than I, and I think you've probably been on
just
more
a couple
than
of
you.
Days. Longer.
I just think the commissioners would not be heartbroken about every 6. I'm just saying, so they don't have to.
Yeah.
Well, from my experience has been that you could handle, it's the first year that's kind of there, but then you still have 3 years. So 4 years would work fine. But 6 years, really, you feel like you got the flow and you understand what's going on. You have opportunities to get to know the people and their needs a little more closely. So I would say either one will work fine. But 6 years seems to make sense.
And what we may end up doing is, I may have her drafted into there. We may end up saying, okay, for somebody like Mike, who's been here for a long time, we may say, hey, we're going to keep you on for 2 more years, but then we're going to cycle you out, and then we'll have to load that to a 6-year term type of thing.
I can feel the boot already.
I'm just saying that's part of, so we get this thing. We got to fix this. I mean, that's our problem when we do this. I got to figure out how to fix it, and that's one of the things I'm talking to Annie about and trying to say, okay, how do we word that so that we fix it so that. We're cut because it can't be everybody 6 years. Because then, if everybody went out, we just put it everybody out, we lose everybody at once. That's not. I'm not doing that. Yeah, so yeah, I'm trying to get some alternation in there, and that's what we're looking at. So we're looking at that 2-year term minimum. The other thing that I wanted to clarify with you, I'm having her put in electronic meetings, so that we're not having to have 4 meetings a year in person. That you can do up to, you got to have at least a minimum of 1 where you do your budget, because it's got to be a public hearing. So that's going to have to be a minimum 1. I'm going to suggest that it be 2 in-person hearing, minimum of 2 in-person, and at least, and then 2 electronic meetings. Unless the board chooses to have it in-person for some, you know, there's a reason to do it, but sometimes there's no budget, there's not a, it'd be a simple electronic meeting to get on for 15 minutes, say, we had our meeting, we did it. There was nothing to deal with, and we're done. And nobody has to leave their house because you can do it on your phone.
Yeah, that's great.
So we'll do that. Her and I have been talking back and forth. Currently, this is not less than quarterly. So we were talking about, can we do it as needed? that's something she's looking into with the special service district folks. We're probably going to have to go still keep it the quarterly because they're kind of particular about that.
Yeah. Well, we have to publish a meeting schedule, right. So you almost got to pick out a quarterly just so you've got
right.
something to work with. And then if you need to cancel, you can do that. But you put right. out the formal notice yeah. to meet the requirements of the law.
Right. And so we'll have that out. And like I said, we'll put in there quarterly. And we'll put on there that we'll pick the ones that we know because this one, the one we're going to do in December, will be an in-person. We'll pick one other one that we've got to figure out that will be in person.
Probably
that we're
right after you get all the money.
Right. Whenever. When is that usually?
The September one. So the last two meetings.
So the first two meetings would probably be the first two meetings of the year would be optional or electronic, and we'll publicize it a week prior. We'll work with to publicize it the week prior, like the law requires us to do, to say this will now be an electronic meeting, etc. So that's one thing she's trying to figure that out, and then let's see. That's the other thing she asked me about. I'm going to have her change it. Right now it says Robert Rules of Order revised. It's a struggle. So we're just going to have her put using proper parliamentary procedures. That way we're getting it, motions, seconds. We're following basic rules. We don't have to follow absolute. We put Robert's Rules of Order. That is a really strict guideline, and you don't want to be on that. So I'm going to have her fix that. That was something that I know was put in the rules a long time ago. And she's looking at places of the meeting. Generally speaking, it used to have to be in the county building. There's a possibility it can be moved because there's some things that changed in the law. So there may be an alternative, and she's looking at that to say, could we hold one meeting in here and maybe hold one in Tremont rather than always have it here? So we'd have to work that, like have one at the fairgrounds. So she's looking at that for a meeting location because of the nature of this, if that's legal to do. And then I think that's pretty much it. I think everything else was going
to
stay.
That makes sense to have one up there because, again, we're representing the whole county, and mm-hmm. that opens the door to people up there who we never have anybody show, but if they do. What does that do to you coming into the meetings?
Nothing. I can go there. Okay. Park Valley, if you want.
It would have been closer to the building than
I
been.
I don't want to do that.
Oh, come on.
Mine was convenient because I was going past when he told me the time. So we were good.
But no, I'm just, yeah. So that's what we're looking at. And like I said, so I just had to get back with Annie, and I just wanted to make sure everybody's comfortable that it's on the board right now. That we'll hopefully by January. We probably have to have it in person come next year to get this final done. Yeah. Iron out.
The next meeting would be March.
March? Okay. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, like I said, now I'll go back and sit down with Annie one more time.
Well, I think it should be worded maybe instead of shall be.
As far as
meetings. Okay. Maybe. So we could always come in all four times if we needed to.
Yep.
But if we don't have to.
Shall be, yep. So we could put may meet, yeah. I need to clarify, we may have to meet quarterly. That's one of the,
I think that's probable.
But the benefit is if we say, if it still says we shall meet quarterly, we can say two of them will be done electronically, so nobody has to leave their home. You can get your phone on. It's a 15-minute meeting max. I mean, basically, we met, we did our job, but there's no money to spend, so yeah. Everybody good? You know that? I mean, we've done meetings like this before to meet the requirements, so I'll work with Annie to figure that part out to see if we
can. That's a good thing.
But I like the idea. If we could just not have the meeting, I'd rather not even do the meeting if we can skip it. And I'll verify with Annie that we can pull that off. We'll put that in the bylaws for sure. So,
okay.
Anything else that you can think of that was the main points I've talked with her about and wanted to clarify. So just quickly, I'll go through what the bylaws kind of hit on. We've covered most of them, but you've got the purpose, which we'll have, the membership, which is going to stay the same with five members. Appointed by the qualified elector, electors of Boxer County, total number of boards subject to the modification of the commission. So we could change it, but that's not likely to do it. But we leave that option open if we wanted to. Terms of office, I just talked about that, what that would be, making some tweaks, getting that back on track where it's supposed to be. Vacancies, this is when a vacancy occurs on the board because of expiration of the term or terms of members, the procedure, there's a title that we have to follow. So the question, I guess, and one of the things I was thinking is when vacancy occurs on the board, other than by expiration, the term of the Boxford County Commission, shall have the right to designate a replacement member to fill the vacancy pursuant to the code to complete the unexpired term of the members whose vacancy is being filled. Historically, and then it says three consecutive absences of a board meeting by any board member shall be considered grounds to remove them. But historically, we've geographically put those folks in there. So does anybody have any heartburn? We keep it the way it is, where we've got kind of a south part of the county, we've got out west, we've got...
That just makes so much sense. Kind of,
What I'm going to suggest is anybody on the board who has somebody that they think might... lives in the area where Brian's at that might be able to replace Brian, by all means, share those names with the commission. Yeah. But we're going to ask Brian, since he lives there and he lives in that area, if he has any recommendations of anybody who might be willing and could serve there.
Historically, that's how the past commissioners handled it.
Yeah. But I want to open it
up. I'm not saying that that's the right
way. We'll obviously ask Brian, but I also want to, we all know people in the county, so... Yeah. If you know somebody that lives in that geographic area where Brian's living at, and you say, oh, this would be somebody who might be interested, Brian may or may not know, and you may know him better than he does. And that's, so we're not going to eliminate anybody in the process of saying, oh, they can't serve just because Brian didn't recommend them.
Yeah, so, I think that's a great point.
Okay. So if you think of somebody, I know where Brian will probably be the first one that will leave since he's already volunteered. So if you know somebody that, in that area, just let us know there.
And then he does.
Board officers and duties, I think it's going to pretty much stay the same. I don't think most of that changes at all. Removal of board members is pretty much stays the same. Just don't commit any felonies. So, that's an important thing anyway. That says don't commit any felonies and no malfeasance and no chronic neglect of duties, I guess. Anyway, meetings I talked about, we'll make those changes. Notice of the meetings has to pretty much stay the same as it has been with 7 days, etc. The voting will stay the same, as each board member shall have one vote. Proxy vote shall be accepted with written notice. So that is something I don't know if you guys are aware or not, but you do have the ability to send somebody as a proxy in your place to do the proxy vote. But it has to be provided to the clerk of the board prior to the meeting. So Chrissy would have to know we've got that. But